Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner with my Monday Markets Commentary for Monday the 2nd of September. Well, welcome back after the long summer holiday, and it's one of those tipping points in the year. It's the start of the academic year, and out in the fields the yellow and green monsters are nearly finished. Lands change from golden yellow to dark brown as the fields are harvested and ploughed. The swallows have headed for Africa, the blackberries are ripening nicely, and the apples are plentiful on the trees after a glorious summer. Lights has changed very subtly, and we are definitely in the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness. Not sure the same can be said for the markets, however, so let's have a quick look at what has been going on in the global economy over the last month. Until recently, key themes were the interplay between rising economic growth and a reduction in quantitative easing in the States, a lack of growth in Europe, and concerns about China running out of steam. These still hold, but the picture is now clouded by the situation in Syria. The West is undoubtedly between a rock and a hard place, with the power and wealth to take action to protect innocent civilians from the crimes of dictators, but fearful of the consequences and the possibility of a local civil war flaring up into a regional conflict. And I'm afraid this is going to weigh on markets for some time to come. Let's have a quick tour of the regions, starting off with the US, and the key talking point here is the unexpected and dramatic strong upward revision to second quarter GDP growth, now put at 2.5%, helped by strong exports. And all eyes will be on the Fed meeting in September, where a decision on when or if to start tapering of quantitative easing is expected, and that's certainly going to have an impact on the markets. And US interest rates are beginning to rise, although they're still very low. However, this could dampen down the housing market for a while, which has strengthened quite considerably over the last 12 months. Across in Europe, there's also good news. The Eurozone exited an 18-month recession with aggregate growth of 0.3%. That's not much, and not every member country is growing, but there are signs of momentum building in the Eurozone at last. Also in the UK, second quarter GDP was revised upwards to 0.7%, and the housing market is looking stronger. However, interest rates in sterling have risen, and the Bank of England may take steps to counter this month. The German elections later this month are really important, as Germany is in effect the de facto leader of the Eurozone, and who rules Germany rules Europe. Crossing the Asia-Pacific, China had a good month as signs of economic stabilisation and the strong reporting season pushed up stocks in China. Japan stocks continued to fall, though, after strong rises at the beginning of the year. That was in spite of the fact that recent economic data was better than expected. Other Asian economies are having a tough time, particularly Thailand, Indonesia and the Philippines, which saw their worst monthly declines in August since 2008 as investors pulled out of stocks after a couple of years of strong buying. Uncertainty over the future policy of the Federal Reserve has left risky markets much less appealing, and that's creating havoc for the smaller emerging markets. Looking at other indicators, oil has risen gradually all year, is now up around 17% in contrast to most other commodities, and Syria and Middle Eastern volatility is going to add to upward pressure. Currencies are volatile, and the US dollar and yen strengthened on safe haven demand for investors exiting emerging markets, while emerging market currencies have fallen as investors seek sanctuary from high yields and risk as uncertainty increases. Let's have a look at the markets themselves in August. In fact, generally markets were reasonably stable in August on thin holiday trading until the last few days and the Syrian problem. So in August, Japan came down 2%, as did the Far East. Europe was down around 1% and the UK down about 2%. US is down about 3%. Oil continued to rise, was up 1% to $108 for West Texas Intermediate. And gold, once again, returning to safe haven status, was up 7% and now stands at $1,395. So what's the bottom line? Well, there is much to be concerned about at the moment, although evidence of a return to sustainable growth in Western markets is welcome. Just remind you that in the current environment, it is always important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against those macroeconomic risks. That's it from me. Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice, is regulated by the Financial Services Authority, but nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Take care, have a very good week, and I'll be back next week.